Attention Life Tips listeners, looking for better ways to become better, smarter, faster, and wiser? Well, listening to Life Tips is a great start, but how about if we gave you an easier way to listen? Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available for iPhone and Android. Listen to Life Tips and even more programs that will help you build to a better health, wealth, and lifestyle. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app in the iTunes Store or in Google Play today.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Byron White here. I'm here with Ann McIndoe. Ann, welcome.
Welcome. Hello. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
We are going to dive into a wonderful, let's call it an art and science today of how to publish a book and how to make it easy. Tell us a little bit about 7 easy steps to write your book, a new book you wrote on writing books.
Well, you know, I found that lots of professionals want to write a book and they don't know where to start or what to do first. So I wrote my book to show them the 7 easy steps to get your book out of your head and into your hands.
Are you missing some zeros there? Is it 700 easy steps or is it in fact 7?
It really is 7. You know, I've produced over 500 books, and I'll tell you, it's very simple. All you have to do is follow the steps.
I'm excited to chat with you about the 7 steps. But before we do that, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on why book publishing is becoming so popular, so interesting, and we're seeing this particularly in the business sector? We're seeing a lot of people are really needing to flex their authority, and tell us why book publishing is so hot right now. And I'm talking traditional print publishing books here, not ebooks.
Yes, you're absolutely right. You know, a book is the new business calling card for a professional. I work with speakers, entrepreneurs, business owners, coaches, and that's what they need. They need something to present that gives them a head and shoulders advantage over the others. And a book does that. It gives you credibility. It gives you that expert status. It makes you the authority in your niche. And that's an important thing nowadays to survive and to, you know, get ahead of the competition.
Have you learned much about how Google is viewing authors and, shall we say, professionals and authorities in spaces, particularly when you're tagging an ISBN number to that individual?
You know, I'm really getting into the social media. I'm kind of a latecomer. I just started this year in February, and I found that by being in online, having your awareness, creating social media, you know, the different avenues, being in Google, being in Hangout, you really create relationships. And that's what business is all about, is having relationships. So Google is a very powerful way to do that.
We've had some authors and some guests on that have talked about that, and so some of our listeners can look back on it. But the big answer is Google, we believe, at least here at Life Tips, is a very big fan of people tagging that ISBN to your name and is offering some immediate and instant validation. And remember, the web was started back in the academic community, right? You go. So academics were needing and wanting a way to track sources and references and footnotes to other intellectual papers and to spin around this wonderful web that was created to help them. So look out. And yet another amazing reason to publish a book is to do everything that Ann talked about. And Google has a lot more in mind for you, I will assure you, moving forward. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, whether to self-publish or, you know, whether to try to hit up, you know, a publisher with your pitch. What is your advice on that phase of things? Because I know that's a pain point for a lot of people.
You know, that's a great question. Here's what I like to do. I like to coach my authors at first, at the beginning, to do a self-publish. publishing because it's very affordable, it's easy, it's fast, and you can make money. I like to coach my client to, after they write their book, to focus on ancillary products because that's where they can monetize their material and their knowledge. And when you self-publish, you can get results right away. If you go the traditional publishing route, which is a great route, it can take anywhere from 9 to 24 months to see your book, and there's no money being generated there.
Mm-hmm. And how hard are book pitches with large publishers these days? And what are book publishers looking for out of curiosity?
The traditional or self-publishing?
Traditional. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's a long process. You know, you have to get an agent. You cannot go no longer. In the olden days, you were able to go and approach the publishers directly, but that's no longer the case. Nowadays, you must have an agent. So, you know, depending on how, you know, relentless you are in follow-up and searching, you know, it could take a couple of months to get an agent. And then the agent has to like your book. And then they have to sell your book, and then you get your contract, and then there's fulfillment. So it's quite a long journey. That's after you've written your book, or if you go search for the publisher before you write your book. One of the things that scares me about traditional publishing is that they take a lot of the author rights away. And so I like to have the authors keep control of their author rights and publishing rights because you never know when you can get a screenplay or a movie or a speaking or audio or all kinds of ancillary products. And if you don't have those rights, you can't do it.
Hmm. Tell us a little bit about, well, by the way, all that sounds dreadful. self-publishing, possibly the way to go for all of us. I've published 3 books, actually, and self-published 3 books, and really enjoy the opportunity to just get the words out and get the thoughts out and use that and leverage that in the business world. But tell us some of this publishing techniques before we dive into the critical areas here, the 7 key steps. Self-publishing, any thoughts there? I mean, are you a fan of Lulu? Do you want to go super easy, super fast? Or, you know, what's your take on self-publishing?
You know, that's a great question. I have a couple of publishers that I like to use because they're easy, they're connected, you can talk to them. I use motivationalpress.com. I also use jetlaunch.net. They're 2 really great self-publishing publishers that pay attention and that you can talk to and connect with. I do, typically my book process takes anywhere from, you know, 9 to 12 weeks, you know, and then to get published. Although right now I'm doing a 37-day countdown, and I'm going to use either Instant Publisher or 24-hour press so that I can get the book in 3 days. And so there's lots of options. There's lots of options for publishing. And what I typically do is I coach my authors to go on Google and search for self-publishing, and there you have tons and tons of resources.
Or you could, of course, attend the Book Expo, which is like 3 football fields filled with publishers and self-publishers. Have you been to the Book Expo? I'm sure you have.
Absolutely. I usually go every other year, and it's a great place to see what's out there, see what's happening. But like again, the BEA is mostly for people that are going to sell to libraries, the bookstores, and things. It's not really a place to get your book published.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's right. There are book publishers there, though. There are big publishers there. There are also self-publishers there as well, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so you can meet a lot of people, and you can get free books, and it,
yes.
a lot of them, like more you can ever carry out. But it is a cool. I've actually sponsored the show 2 or 3 times, and really enjoyed it. Back in the day when Life Tips actually was a book publisher, strangely enough, we kind of published our own series, and it was kind of neat. 101 low carb diet tips, 101 green travel tips. So we launched into that space with great intensity, but. You know, we kind of ran from the hills because we didn't know smart people like you. So it's a difficult world to, you know, to compete in on the book publishing,
yes.
which is great for the listeners because there are people out there that would love to publish your book. Mm-hmm. You know, so hats off. Tell us a little bit about these 7 easy steps. Give us maybe 2 or 3 of the easy steps, and then let's take a break. What's your number one, you know, easy step? Step 1. Bring us through step 1.
Okay, I love
prayer,
that.
Besides prayer. Is prayer, by the way, step one? I think it should be, I think.
It should be. But, you know, here's the biggest piece. Here's the hardest piece. This is the biggest piece. Commit. Commit to writing your book. And in that commitment, you must have three ingredients. You must have determination, discipline, and dedication. You must have those three things to dedicate to the project, be determined, and be disciplined to carry through. And if you can commit to these three things, you can do it. And then step one, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
And so step one is the actual step one is to get started. That's the biggest question I get. That's the most often asked question I get is, how do I get started? What do I do first? And here's the answer. Create what I call a resource pile. Here's your resource pile. And your resource pile is made up of tangible and intangible things that are going to be in your book. So what I want you to do is I want you to start collecting notes, books, magazines, articles, postcards, trophies, certificates, anything, notes on a napkin, anything that reminds you or inspires you about what you're going to talk about in your book. And I'm looking for 50, 60, 80 things because each one's going to represent a subject or a topic in your book. And if you have something like an idea or an emotion, put it down on a post-it note. Each one gets its own post-it note so that you end up with tangible and post-it notes and ideas and concepts all in a big, giant pile.
This is really cool and revolutionary. Here's why, and here's what I want to ask you about. Is there something about like a thing in front of you, something you scribble down on a piece of paper or something that just triggers these neurons in your brain that somehow electrifies you and lets you pour passion into a book? Is that, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. 1,000,000% are called anchors. Anchors, and you have kinesthetic, you have visual, and you have auditory anchors. And a really great example is like, if you hear a Beach Boys song, what does that remind you of? You know, maybe 20 years ago when you were on the beach or you had a girlfriend or whatever. And that's an auditory anchor. And a visual anchor is something that you see. Maybe you see the smile on your child's face and it just brings an emotion in your heart. Or you see a trophy or a certificate on the wall and you remember what you did and what that means. So those are visual anchors, and that's what this resource pile is. The visual anchors to remind you and inspire you of what you're going to write.
We can probably go through all the steps, but I want to ask you a couple quick questions where we are right here. Don't you believe that you need sort of an aha moment with your book? You know, doesn't there need to be a solution that you're solving to a significant problem that's a pain point for people? Can you talk about that and how it relates to creating a book?
Yes. Here's what I always, like to share, that three things are going to make your book a best-selling book. First, that it's unique and different. Second, that you offer value. And third, that it offers a solution. That's what's going to make your book sell. You don't have to be better than anyone else. You just have to be different. And that's why when you go into the bookstores, one of the things I do with my authors is I have them do what I call a personal author's book tour. Go to the store. Go to the department where you think your book is going to be. Look at your competition. Pull them out. Look at the table of contents and see what they're talking about. Because yours has to be different. Otherwise, it's going to be one of the other 100 in the bookstore.
Aha. To that question of, is there an aha moment? Maybe the aha moment is through a combination of three things. Let's take a break, everybody. Back in just a minute.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Feng Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Feng Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. MoldingBox.com. It's shipping made sexy.
Why do over 15,000 small businesses love working with Infusionsoft?
Because we believe in people and their dreams.
We empower entrepreneurs, and our groundbreaking tools help small businesses grow and thrive.
We listen. We care.
We serve our customers, and we do what we say we'll do. We're always trying to find new ways to innovate and to improve our all-in-one sales and marketing platform. Most of all, from email to e-commerce,
we help small businesses like yours succeed.
Go to infusionsoft.com/radio to watch a free product demo. That's infusionsoft.com/radio.
Johnson, what's this mantis I keep hearing about? Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers with their friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I signed us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text radio to 21691. That's radio to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Best search strategies.
Where our hosts, Jamie Smith and Brian Lewis, discuss state-of-the-art search strategies and tools to help search marketers increase conversion and lower costs.
Best search strategies. On demand anytime inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel. Only on webmasterradio.fm.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Ian, thank you so much for being on the show today. Welcome back.
Oh, you're welcome. Very welcome.
Well, so we're having lots of fun today. I've got my pile in front of me of 80 to 500 things that are relevant to the book. I've got my strategy of commitment. I'm ready to go. I've got some aha moments lined up. I kind of know how I'm going to distinguish myself. What's next?
Okay, that was a great question. You know, there's also with the aha, sometimes people wait, like, because they feel inspired or they're in the mood or they're, okay, I'm going to write, you know, I feel like it, you know, and that's okay. There's no problem with that. But what if you have a deadline? What if you need to get this book done and you don't want to take a year or 6 months to get this book done? You know, I've created what I call writer's power tools, and that's getting your head, your body, and your environment together so that you can have those aha moments anytime you want. It's in an ebook I call Creating Your Writer's Power Tools, and that's what I call writing on demand. So you don't have to wait for the aha moment. It's great to have them, but you can write anytime you wish. So I teach my author the writer's tools, and then they create the writer's, they create the resource pile, and now you have your big pile of 100 items. What's next? Step number two is to create your chapter piles. So what you're going to do is you're going to pick up one thing out of that pile, and you're going to say, okay, this is about building self-esteem. And you write building self-esteem on a post-it note, stick it to that item, put it off to the side. Get to the next item. This is about self-confidence. Write self-confidence on a post-it note, stick it on the item, put it in the pile. And then one by one, just keep picking up one thing at a time. And what is that thing about? What did that remind you of? Okay, that's to write about this. That's to write about that. That's to write about this. And then you start putting the post-it notes on them. And then you start putting all like items together. So when you've gone through the pile, you now have the resource pile is gone. Now you have 8 to 10, maybe 12 chapter piles. And those are your subjects for your book.
Interesting. I can see it. One of the complaints that everyone seems to have in writing a book is, you know, and it's in my head, you know, but I can't get it on paper. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's a real challenge for a lot of people. They don't have the scraps of paper yet. They haven't assembled, they haven't been working on this for years. It's in their head. Can you talk about that problem that is so common for many people?
Absolutely. And that's why I call it, you know, my system to get it out of your head and onto the paper. And the way I do that is by talking your book. And just like anything, whether you're going to paint your house or bake brownies, you know, you have a plan. And you have a plan. You have steps. And it's the same thing with a book. And even though you don't have any notes or you don't have any things, any tangible items, you have them in your head. What we're going to do is we're just going to start putting them on post-it notes, just little bullet points. You don't have to write. My process does not involve writing other than just bullet points. And then we put those bullet points in order and we talk your book. And talking your book is so powerful and much faster because you talk right from your head, you talk from your heart, and the content comes out in a conversational tone more than an academic version of your material.
Interesting. Have you seen an approach to creating a book been sort of like a question-solution approach where maybe you organize everything by asking a question that you know the answer to, but you're just trying to use questions as a way to organize it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I have 7 different strategies for creating content, and the question strategy is one of them. And that's, you know, to say, well, you know, I want to write about energy and health and wellness, you know, what should I write about? And you know what? One of the greatest things is to ask questions. What would people want to know? What do people ask you about? Talk to others and ask them, what would you want to know about getting more energy in your day or making your, feeling better? What would you want to know about that subject?
Tell us about the actual painful process of writing. It does need to happen. If you're going to write a book, you actually do need to write. Talk with us about that transition.
Like I said, in my process, there is no writing other than bullet points or a brief sentence here and there. I guide my authors through talking their book. As you may know, I worked with Tony Robbins for more than 10 years. I worked with him on his book, Inner Strength, and that's what he did. And that's how I learned this. You know, I modeled him. I asked him, you know, working with him was like going to the university and writing a book. So when we were done, other people started asking me if I could help them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But in the end of the day, you cannot publish a book with a bunch of cryptic notes in it, right? So are you talking it through and then transcribing what people are talking through, having them work from that transcription? I mean, explain to me. We need sentences and words on the paper here. So
yes.
Tell me how that's coming to fruition. By the way, do you believe in working with ghostwriters? Is that a good way to go once this is all organized? Talk with me about the actual written word and sentences.
Okay. So in my process, we have your resource pile. We have your chapter piles. We have then we create what I call your trigger sentences. And then we create a storyboard. And then you talk to the storyboard, and it takes about 4 to 6 hours to talk your book. I'm talking about 10 chapters, 150 pages. If you speak in a normal, regular voice, you know, speed of words, and then I record all of that, and then I have it. I have it transcribed, and I have it do a line edit. I have provide a beautiful manuscript. So now you have the first draft of your manuscript that is sentences and beautiful paragraphs and a logical form that makes a book. And, you know, again, the more prepared you are up front, the more time you spend on your manuscript grid, your trigger sentences, and creating your storyboard, preparing to speak your book, the better, the more richer your manuscript comes out. And I have had many manuscripts that need little or no editing because wow. It's such a powerful way. Just like when you're on stage and you're speaking and you get off stage and you're thinking, wow, where did that come from? It came from inside. It came from your soul. It was downloaded from the universe, you know it? And that's how it happens when you talk your book.
Very cool. Very cool. Now I'm getting it. I'm seeing the light here. Mm-hmm. I find myself, I've written 3 books. I find myself rewriting all the time. It's just like, maybe it's me, but I'll wake up, and decide I didn't like what I wrote the previous day, so I'm going to rewrite it, I'm going to tweak it, you know, over and over and over again. To me, I've learned that writing is rewriting. With your methodology, are you doing that? Are you trying to perfect it, you know, and make it better and better and better? Or do you feel like you're going to get your best foot forward throughout your initial process? Yeah.
You do a little bit of rewriting.
But you feel the integrity of the book happens with the recording aspect of things.
Yes, because you're prepared. Because when you create your storyboard, you have all your subjects and topics that you're going to talk about. And so if you know, working with me, I would say, okay, so tell me about this. Talk to me about this. And I pull the content out. I'm logging as we're talking. And then all those notes go to the transcriber so that they can prepare the manuscript in a great way. Then we review the manuscript. So you have 3 pair of eyes that go over your manuscript before you get it back. So it's pretty clean. It's pretty done. And then we also insert editor's notes that say something like, you already mentioned this in chapter 3. Do you want to mention it again here? Or, you know, we give editor's notes, little tips to make it better.
Right. There's a company out in Sonoma, I think, or Napa Valley, that sort of goes through sort of a crash course. You know, come to Napa, we will publish your book. You know, it's like a gajillion dollars, I'm pretty sure. Do you feel like that a book could be produced in an environment like that where there are probably people trying to do what you're describing and help the notes get assembled? Or do you feel it needs to be more inward, you know, where you're the creator following some instructional guidelines? What's your thought on the team approach to creating a book versus you doing it on your own?
You know, team is good. Team is always good because you have accountability. You know, a coach is outstanding because you have someone right there helping you all step by step. And my approach to that is, you know, with my 7 easy steps, I have my book. Everything's in the book. If you're serious about writing a book and you'll commit to it, you can read that book and you can have your own book very quickly. I also have a coaching program that the author goes through. It's 6 sessions. They go through and they prepare them to talk their book. And then I have my author's boot camp, which once they've gone through the coaching, then they come to the live event for 2 days and they talk their book with me and my team. And we record it. And then 3 weeks later, they have their manuscripts in their hands.
Very cool.
But there's a lot of preparation before the event.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. So the event is almost a culmination of homework prior to.
Yes.
You're bringing a product to the table.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to ask a few questions about the writer's power tools. This is a cool concept. Tools are good. Could you give me a feel for what kind of power tools you're talking about here?
Yes, I created 3 power tools for authors and writers so that you can get in the game, so that you can get started immediately. You don't have to wait till you're in the mood, or you don't have to wait or take a a weekend off or go off to a hotel or whatever, here's what you do. Here are the three tools: the power script, the power move, and the power anchors. So the first tool is your power script, what you say to yourself. You know, if you're saying, well, I better get started on my book, you know, nothing's going to happen. But if you start off with your power script to get your head in the game, here's my power script. Yes, yes, yes. I love to write. I can't wait to write. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe. I can't wait to write. I am so lucky I get to write today. And I just say it over and over and over. As soon as I get up, my appointment's at 6:30, 7 in the morning, or before I start my appointment, I just start saying it over and over and over. And that gets my head in the game and ready to work. Then I get my body in the game, and that's by doing what I call my power move. And so what I do is I rub my hands, I clap them, I get them nice and hot. Now my hands are ready, and I get chills. I'm excited, and, you know, my hair stands on end, and now my body's, yes, we're going to write. Yes, 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 we're going to write. And then I go to my writing place, what I call power anchors. And it could be a lounge chair by the pool. It could be a park bench, you know, by the lake. It could be your desk. And but what I do is at my writing station, I have little doodahs and little things that remind me of all the really cool things in my life. Not necessarily about writing, but like one of them is this really cool shell from Fiji that I got one day when I was working with Tony Robbins. And then another one is a heart that a client gave me, and a paperweight that says never, never, never quit, you know, that by Winston Churchill. So those are anchors. Those are visual things that I see that remind me not just of writing, but of really cool things in my life or things that I've done. They get me in that excited, that wonderful place. They get me in the mood. And now I can write on demand because my head, my body, and my whole environment is ready to write.
All right. I'm going to throw the final tough questions at you. That was awesome, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's talk about marketing your book. Ooh. Can you tell me some words of wisdom from the great Houdini, Ann McIndoo? Get it, Houdini, yes. McIndoo. Get it?
Well, my friends call me Can Do McIndoo, but I'll take Houdini, you know, because all the problems disappear. The one thing I can say about marketing and promoting your book is that you must do something every day. You. Mm-hmm. Not somebody else. Your publisher's not going to do very much. No one else is going to do very much. You have to do it. And so I did a big experiment. I started in February with social media, getting on Twitter, posting on Facebook, using a company called Cahoots that does your tweets for you, hiring someone to help me with my social media and with my presence, creating awareness. And it took about 3 months. I started in February, and by June, I had people calling, responding, you know, asking, and sales have more than doubled. And it's a really amazing thing but you must do something. I'm always doing something, and it's not always just about my book. As an author's coach, I'm always promoting my authors to my audience for a couple of reasons. One, because it promotes them and it helps them. And I love that. You know, I'm proud of them, and I want to congratulate them publicly for creating their book. But secondly, it also is social proof for my services that I help them. Here's another book that I did. And I'm promoting two or three authors every week on my blog, on Facebook, on Twitter, you know, because I want to help them get it out. But one of the first things that I would like to say, you know, for a new author is get social. Create your page on Facebook, get on Twitter, and just announce it. Just say, hey, I'm writing my book, or hey, I'm writing a book on health and wellness. What would you like to know? Or I'm writing a book on caring for elders. What's always been one of your questions? What do you think of this book cover that I've done? What do you think of these subjects? Ask your audience. And if you don't have a lot of friends, you know, and I say that in a very loving way, you know, on Facebook, you know, ask your friends to share. You know, there's that little button that says share. Share that, and it'll go out to other people. Create a Facebook ad. You can do that very reasonably. Social media, it's free. So there's a lot of different ways that you can market and promote your book without ever leaving your computer and without spending any money.
What's your take on transcribing your book into other media formats, you know, iPads, et cetera, et cetera? I know that you're a fan of printed books, but can you talk a little bit about the ebook world?
Oh, absolutely. I love ebooks. Ebooks are fantastic because it's a step one into your funnel. You can take, and you know, I tell this to authors all the time, don't worry about having too much content. We'll put the general material in your book, we'll add value, some solutions, and make it different. Then we're going to take the details and put that in your workbook, and then we're going to take the nitty-gritty and put that in your coaching program, in your blog, in your ebooks, and other repurposed formats of your material. Because what do you want to do? You want to sell your book for $20, or would you like to sell your book, your audio program, and your workbook for $1,000? Which would you prefer?
Do you feel that everyone has the ability to write a book?
Absolutely. I think everybody has a book in them. They just may not be ready right now. Sometimes it takes time to get ready to, you know, it does take time. It takes an author's journey. It's an author's journey to write your book. And you may have an idea, and sometimes it takes time to simmer. And that's why I offer, you know, a consultation to see if you're ready. I have what I call my author docs. It's a vision, outcome, purpose. It's a describe your book document, an author's questionnaire. And this way, an author or someone who's thinking about writing a book can truly decide whether or not they're ready. Because I ask lots of really great questions.
The people that have been very successful that you've seen marketing their books, do you feel like they possess more passion or writing skill or knowledge about the topic they're writing about?
I think the most important ingredient is their passion for their topic, their passion to serve, to make a difference, and they're the three ingredients. They're disciplined, they're dedicated, and they're determined to do it. If your book is I should write a book versus I must write a book, the book will never get done. If it's simply a should, you know, don't waste your time.
Well, I have to tell you, I haven't published three books. I am leaving this and just publishing my third. I am leaving this actually energized. I am excited to write my fourth book. This is I'm going to start the piles of paper now. This is going to be much easier than my three previous attempts.
You know what? I have had many previous authors, already published authors, you know, that have gone through my program, and they say, Anne, why didn't I meet you three books ago? And this is from really high-profile people, you know. It works. I created it. I made all this stuff up, you know, and I've produced, you know, 500 documented books and 300 plus undocumented books, which means I sent them the manuscript, but I never saw it published, you know. But I have 500 that are on my shelf or in on Amazon or somewhere. I've seen the actual book, you know, done.
Well, it's been so great having you on the show today, Anne. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Who do you want to get a hold of you, Anne, and how do they get a hold of you?
Okay, if you are interested in writing a book, if you're doing professional speakers, consultants, trainers, entrepreneurs, business owners, I do nonfiction books, and you can reach me at Anne, A-N-N, no E, A-N-N, at soyouwanttowrite.com. That's soyouwanttowrite.com. Or check out my book at 7EasyStepsToWriteYourBook.com.
Right on. Thanks again for being on the show, Anne. And until next week, everyone, I hope your life's a little smarter, better, faster, and wiser, particularly when it comes to publishing a book. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.